And now, from the rooftop of the Rockies, it's Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn.
Well, yes, it is. Backbone Radio, Matt Dunn on board. On this March 24th, 2024, here we are. And are we preparing for snow? I'm seeing that in the forecast. It's a little bit whippy on the forecast, but could we get 2, 3, 4, 5 inches here this evening? If so, count me happy about that. Would love to trail off this winter with a few more snowstorms and get that snow shovel out a little bit. I know it's weird, but some of us like to get out there and shovel in the snow and play in the snow and do that kind of stuff. And all kinds of great things to be talking about tonight. The kind of stuff that's kind of provoking, thought-provoking, and of course, the kind of things that just keep happening that we kind of take for granted, like Peter Navarro, Trump advisor, one of the trade people, one of the brilliant ones, one that we have interviewed on this very program, Backbone Radio, gets arrested, defying a House subpoena. Yeah. The very next day, he's going to jail, and so the very next day, Hunter Biden defies a House subpoena. Does he go to jail? Oh, no, of course. See, we just expect these things, right? The financial assassination of Donald Trump, which is what Newt Gingrich calls it on Maria Bartiromo this morning. But Trump just sold her. Truth Social is going public. It's going to be about $4 billion from that, so they'll have to keep going to try to financially destroy Donald Trump, who is hanging right in there. And you get this sense that the American people are galvanizing. Galvanizing. Byron York has a pretty darn good essay, given that it's Byron York, one of the more mealy-mouthed, right-leaning reporters out there for the Washington Examiner. He talks about Trump's intensity of support, the tremendous spirit behind Donald Trump for 2024. Byron York talks about how it's far greater than 2016, far greater than 2020, and that something very unusual is going on with the love, the connection, the emotional support for Donald Trump as the American people, again, appear to be galvanizing to save this country. And that's a thought I was having. You know how back in your school days, the deadline for the exam and the rest of it would be coming up. The deadline's the next day. You got to take that biochemistry test or whatever your test is. And all of a sudden, you kick into gear on your studies. I mean, you just go for it. Your brain synapses go into high gear. You read through all of your material and all of your notes, and you're just going for it. You're getting that information in your brain. Kind of a loose metaphor in that, gal, does it seem like November 2024 is the deadline for the existence, for the survival of the United States of America? And something is happening, folks. The crowds, the massive crowds. Again, that emotional support for President Trump. And after 4 years of watching Joe Biden absolutely screw the pooch and blow apart this country, destroying the rule of law, the economy, domestic policy, foreign policy, you name it, I think people feel it. And I think something unique happens when you get close to a deadline like that. I think there's a sort of a special power that comes over people when they realize, when they truly realize, it's go time. The time is now to save this place. Get ready for some of the most epic rallies, my gosh, you have ever experienced coming into November with Donald Trump. I mean, he's going to pack stadiums. He'll probably pack Madison Square Garden right there in Letitia James, corrupt, nasty, evil New York State. I feel the galvanizing, do you? Meanwhile, Bill Maher is talking to some Democrats on his show and saying, oh, gosh, Trump is just the luckiest guy in the world. How does he get so lucky? He's going to sell Truth Social for $4 billion just when Letitia James fined him for $500 million. Oh, no. How do all these good things always happen to Donald Trump? And I think you know the answer, ladies and gentlemen. That's some kind of favor going on here, some kind of favor in spite of the evil that is surrounding this nation right now. Did you see this, Ronna Romney McDaniel going off to NBC where she can let her true liberal colors fly? Kind of like Mitt Romney when he announced he wasn't going to be running for the Senate again. Oh, he went even further to the left. Can you ever trust a Romney? That's a question out there. Can you ever trust a Romney? I think you know the answer. And that would be a big, fat, hairy no. Never trust a Romney. What a waste of space those people have been. Already spouting her leftism on NBC, despised by both left and right. That's actually the Romney niche. Despised by people on the left and the right, both, and everyone in the middle. How do you pull that off? They're good at it. Did you know, yeah, squatters. There's this squatter thing going on in the country where, hey, you know, people are learning that they can show up in somebody's vacant apartment or whatever and start living in it, and then it becomes theirs. There's some legal loophole for that, and they're instructing people how to do that. So illegal migrants learning how to squat in people's homes, stealing people's homes across this country. Big story in the New York Post. You like Joe Biden's wide-open border? Do you like that? Nobody likes that, but they want to replace you. That's the whole point. They're going to replace you with a whole new batch of people brought in at your expense. Yeah, your taxpayer dollars are bringing people in here to steal your home. Good job, Biden. Yeah, you like that, ladies and gentlemen? Wake up. Time to galvanize. It is your moral imperative to make your voice heard if you want to save this place. It's the moral duty you have to speak up now. Do everything we possibly can do to save this country 2024. Wide open borders, the Haitian cannibalism thing. Boy, I was reading about that. That's not very good. But the Dominican Republic, which shares that island with Haiti, they have a big old wall up between Haiti and Dominican Republic. They have a wall. Do we have a wall? No, we don't have a wall to prevent cannibalism from coming into the United States of America. Squatters, cannibalists, squatters. Well, you show up at your home and it's like cannibals are in there. You think that'd be a good way to walk into your abode? You know, maybe they've got the cauldron already getting hot for you. I don't know. You know, tongue in cheek a little bit, but not. Donald Trump floating different vice presidential names, and I'll tell you what's going on with that. Like, if he floats a name like Rubio or Tim Scott and all that, don't get worried. He's not going to pick some Pence-type rhino again, but he wants to make people feel included, okay? You know, you got to get some of the big egos to feel included. I'll explain in more detail after a bit. The Ireland Prime Minister, the World Economic Forum guy who wants to change the definition of family and wants to curtail free speech in Ireland and wants more mass migration into Ireland, just resigned. What's his name? Leo Varadkar or something like that. He's out. I don't know exactly why he's out, but I'm glad he's out. Goodbye. Adieu to that World Economic Forum pile of bad news in Ireland. Terrorism in Russia, by the way. Who did it? Who did it? And they're saying, oh, ISIS did it. ISIS. Does that make you wonder when they say, oh, ISIS did this? ISIS did that. Remember going back to Obama? Oh, it was ISIS that did this. And then Trump shows up and ISIS goes away. And Trump leaves, then ISIS comes back. And you folks don't believe any of this stuff. What's Victoria Nuland up to again lately? Yeah, maybe we'll talk about that if we have time. Maybe we will get to that if we can. Happy birthday to Captain Kirk William Shatner, now 93 years old. And one little vignette or two about the deep state here as the show goes on. New York Times, they used to say deep state does not exist. No such thing as the deep state. Now the New York Times says, oh, the deep state is awesome. We love the deep state. We should be proud we have a deep state. Ah, more vindication.
On your radio, smartphone, or smart speaker, News Talk 710, KNUS.
Go Let It Out. Little Oasis action. That is a band that holds up surprisingly well, in my opinion. Oasis, huge in the 90s. Huge. By the way, when I say that word, huge, do you know in South Korea what the word huge means? That just popped into my head, and it's pronounced hugey. Anybody speak South Korean out there? Hugey? Well, I'll just say it. It means toilet paper. Yep. That's what it means, and but that's not what I mean when I say Oasis was huge in the 90s. Boy, I've had a chance to visit with so many folks who've spent a little time in Backbone Country, and they will say, good music, dude. Good music, Brew. We've got similar taste in music action, which I did not know there were so many sophisticated elites out there who listen to the kind of stuff we spin around here. Blake, did you even know that? I didn't even know that until you talked to him. Yeah, blizzard warning. By the way, I'm getting some updates via text to studio. Yeah, blizzard warning for one of our loyal and amazing folks out in Highlands Ranch. Blizzard warning. And also from out that way, Highlands Ranch, major thunder happening now. Major thunder. Rolling thunder. And as I look at the forecast here, snow expected. Total snow accumulations between 3 and 7 inches. Winds gusting as high as 50 miles an hour, especially east of I-25. Where? Denver and Byers from 8 p.m. this evening to 9 a.m. MDT Monday. Impact. Snow and blowing snow will reduce visibility to a quarter mile or less. Travel could be difficult. The hazardous conditions could impact the Monday morning commute. That's over on the weather kit. Winter weather advisory. That's North Douglas County, West Adams, and Arapahoe counties below 6,000 feet. So, anyway, that's just the kind of stuff we like. We like that stuff around here, just so we are clear about that. And I like to say there's no place better to be than hanging around a radio. Maybe you'll light a fire, a real wood fire, ideally, in your fireplace or your campfire, wherever you can have a little access to 710 KNUS, your local talk leader. Nothing better, ladies and gentlemen, and honored by your company. And wow, there's a text to studio. Love Oasis. They have that great song, Wonderwall, somebody texts in. And I shouldn't babble, but one time, my sweet little amazing wife and I went to a wedding in Italy. Yeah, Sicily. And we got on a bus with all these people. We're the only Americans, my wife and I. And we got on this bus, and we were driving down this little tiny town, this little village where the wedding was. Some friends of ours are from this little village. They actually, believe it or not, they now work for the EU up in the headquarters up there, which is, yeah, we'll leave that aside. But that song Wonderwall came on in the bus, and, you know, these are folks from all around the world in that bus with us, and a lot of Italians, yeah. Anyway, that song came on, and people were singing that at the top of their lungs, and I'll never forget that. Everybody knew every single word to that song, Wonderwall, on that little trip. Anyway, should I get back to business here into the phone lines and might talk a bit about Representative Mike Gallagher. I believe he's from Wisconsin, Republican nominally. Is stepping down, which means what is our House Republican majority? Well, I think we're down to uno. We're down to one now that Ken Buck bailed. Yeah. Ken Buck pulled a little Ken Buck, rhino, weasel, pathetic, loser stunt right here in Colorado. That's what Republicans do. That's what rhinos do. You just can't ever trust these people. So what is the game here? What is this weird effort to try to get the Republicans into a minority in the House after they had worked hard? We worked so hard to get the majority in the House. and now it's going away because the rhinos are bolting. And I'll just one little thing here. What if, heading into November 2024, the lies, the frauds perpetuated by the J6 committee of Liz Cheney, Liz Loser Cheney, who lost by 40 points in Wyoming, Adam the Pencil Neck Schiff, and that little Kinzinger guy who's also no longer in the House, that rhino, what if those lies need to be sanctified and perpetuated until November 2024, no matter what? And there's maybe some worry if Republicans have the majority in the House, they could pull something that unleashes more truth about what actually was going on behind the scenes in that corrupt J6 committee. And it would be very important for the uniparty to just get a different speaker. Like, well, we're going to have to flip the House to Democrat now. Sorry. We're going to have a Democrat House. We're going to have a Democrat speaker, Hakeem Jeffries. That's what we're going to have to do for 2024. It's a uniparty thing, right? Now we know who the uniparty people are. Right, Ken Buck? Right, Ken? Man, what a weasel. And Gallagher joins the crew there. Let's say hey to Jim in Littleton. Welcome, Jim. You have any thoughts on this little matter?
Yes, good evening, Matt. I'm just so happy that we're finally smoking out all these Bush-era Republicans like Ken Buck. That's the only good thing, I think, because I'm seeing them, and they're only Republican in name only. But I think Ken Buck is actually a closet Democrat, to be honest with you.
Or worse, yeah.
This Gallagher and that. I think what they're hoping is if this does get settled in the House, then they can really screw the Republican Party over and let the Democrats then pick the president. And that's what I wish, I think. I'm not sure that they'd be too upset about that, would they?
The rhinos?
Yeah. I don't even call them rhinos. I call them turncoat Americans. They don't. You know what? You think Ken Buck likes you at all?
He hates you, man. He hates his constituents. He hates his voters. He hates the people of Colorado that put him into office. He has turned their back on them. He has been spitting in their face, undermining and sabotaging them. Maybe that's what you would call these people. Saboteurs. Yeah.
I think I'm just so tired of hearing Republicans say I'm pro-life. I just am done with that whole conversation. I'm just done with it. Yeah, I don't want to hear about your pro-life stance. I want to hear what you're going to do to save this country for the people that are living in it.
Jim, you make a point there, and I am a pro-lifer myself, but there are a lot of rhinos who get into office that way by saying, I am pro-life, and then they forever did everything they could possibly do to undermine and block and thwart Donald Trump at every step of the way, who's the only Republican president who's actually ever done anything about the life issue based on what he did with the Supreme Court and getting those pro-lifers on the Supreme Court. But there's a lot of people who claim to be Republicans, and they use abortion as the main issue. That's why I'm a conservative, that's why I'm a Republican, but they are not really, Jim. And I think you're smoking that out, aren't you?
I am. I'm just, it's like if you're a Republican, you're pro-life. And everything else you don't give a damn about the people about. And I'm just so tired of that subject.
It's a fake calling card for a lot of these folks, Jim. Jim, enjoy the snow. Brother Jim, stay close. We'll be right back. It's Matt Dunn, Backbone Radio.
Listen to podcast of Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn at 710KNUS.com.
Lord knows I'm peaceful when I'm left alone. I've always been an eagle, been a while since I have flown. My claws are sharp as ever, so's my eagle eye. Something's gonna go to ground when it
There we go. Is that Jamie Johnson and George Strait singing about the Eagle? Yes, it is. And we have to have a little twang, a little of that honky-tonk vibe around here, getting it in early in Backbone Country. Speaking of Backbone Country, another text to studio, weather-related. Quote, I'm off Ridge Road in Littleton. We just had a blast of hail. Looks like snow all over the ground. At first raining, and then it started hailing. The hill was very small. Thank God. Well, so we might get some hail, rain, and snow here after a bit. And again, we dig it. We're just spreading the word. And I guess once in a while we do this. When things are coming in, feel free to send in a little note here, and I'll read them on air. So the elites of Backbone Country can get little heads up for where the weather action is. And yeah, the GOP House majority, I mean, our Speaker Mike Johnson is useless, worthless. At first I thought maybe he'll show some potential, but no, he's just bad news. Just another lay-down Republican thumbing his nose at the voters, and that's the story of politics in this country. The people on top are the globalists, okay? They want the wide-open borders. They don't like nation-states. They don't want you to think of America as a nation in itself. They want just the globalist citizen of the world kind of thing, in which the masses have nothing and the elites on top have everything. You will own nothing and you will be happy because they will own everything for you. Isn't that nice of Klaus Schwab and the communists that are kind of running the West right now? So it's always been game on to pack the Republican Party full of rhinos like Ken Buck, like this Gallagher guy, like people named Romney, like McCain's, like Bush's, that kind of thing. It's game on to get the most rhino possible senators and representatives in the reddest possible areas in order to keep the just traditional heartland American patriotic people essentially corralled, essentially enslaved, essentially locked up. You got to muzzle and thwart and stifle the sentiments of your normal heartland American who loves this country, the best country we've ever seen on this planet of ours, the greatest country with the greatest constitution, and the people on top want to stifle it. So, you know, it's if the ruling class needs to shift out the Republican majority in the House over to a Democrat majority, if they need to get rid of Speaker Johnson, even though he is a rhino, in order to somehow, I don't know. I don't know exactly what the deal is, but I think, you know, if Republicans having the majority head up all the committees in the House, and that J6 committee, which is so essential, indispensable for the Democrat left rhino uniparty narrative heading into November, the lies perpetuated by Liz Cheney, by Kinzinger, by pencil neck Adam Schiff, those lies are holy, holy, holy. The pillars of establishment power. And if they're worried that Republicans might do something about that pillar of their power, well, okay, they'll just jerk a few of the rhinos out like a Gallagher, like a Ken Buck, and install a Democrat speaker. And that's just kind of their plan, it seems like to me. Just in your face, people. In your face, Republicans, yeah. All the hard work you put in to try to get a Republican majority? Well, they'll just jerk the plug on that one. Just remember, the only hope is MAGA. The only hope is Trump 2024 if you want to save this place. Got to galvanize. Deadline November 2024 on this country. Let's go. Full line action. Say hey to Brad in Lakewood. Brad, glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you for taking my phone call. Yes, the main problem is on our side of the aisle, and that's Speaker Mike Johnson. Number one, he did not give the Republicans 72 hours to read the bill. Number two, he violated the Hassler rule, by which says if the majority was opposed to something, he would not bring it to the floor. Number three, he would not allow amendments to the floor, and I'm glad Marjorie Taylor Greene's filing a motion to vacate the chair. Now, we could lose the majority that way, but if we don't do something, we could lose the majority. So either way, I think we're going to lose the majority of the floor. So I think I support Marjorie Taylor Greene when she wants to file a motion to vacate the chair. And I think her timing is perfect, according to Steve Bannon, because what Mark Meadows did when he filed the motion to vacate the chair, he did it right before the August recess, and it gives Boehner something to think about for a few weeks. And he said Marjorie Taylor did the exact same thing. She waited to the last possible moment, then she filed the motion to vacate the chair. Now it's up to us to call in favor of it, or if somebody's against it, they're against it, and they would gauge the response. But at the very least, Johnson has something to think about for the next 2 weeks. So
right, and does he want to? And, you know, just since I have this clip here of MTG talking to Bannon about this, let's just hear a few seconds of it real quick.
Congressman Green, 100% support of the Warren Posse, of people that called me, have texted me, have come online and tracked me down. 100% support for your position. Where do we go from here? Where do you go from here in spreading this message?
Well, we're in a very dangerous situation, Steve. What Mike Gallagher did yesterday was intentional, purposeful, and puts our entire majority at risk. I think he should be expelled preeminently before he's allowed to just walk out of Congress at a date of his choosing where his district doesn't get to replace him until next Congress. I think that is completely wrong. I think people should be able to have a voice. His district deserves a voice in Congress, and we should expel him, and that way his district can replace him as quickly as possible.
And that's just a little snippet of that. Seems like universal support for Representative M.T. Green on that, just like you were saying, Brad, and all these stunts, all these games. What do you think the big picture is, Brad, at why they want a Democrat majority heading into November? Why is it such a big deal for the Uniparty, do you think?
Well, I think it's like Dan Bongino says, there are many Republicans that are actually Democrats, but no Democrats are Republicans, and the Republicans hate us. And I think that they say that's one of the reasons they voted to expel George Santos, was they were thinking long term, and if they expelled Santos, it would make it easier to find rhinos.
But why? Why do they care if there's a Republican majority in the House? You know what I mean? What's the big deal?
I think the Republicans are actually Democrats, and this just shows their hatred for Donald Trump. And even Nancy Mace said in some of the meetings she attends, when they try to attach H.R. 2 to these other bills, certain Republicans say, we will kill that bill. So I think it's like the Republicans hate their base. They hate America.
Exactly.
They hate America. They hate our base.
But if they had a Republican majority heading into November, what could that Republican majority do that would be problematic for Democrats or problematic for the Uniparty? And as I think that through, I think, you know, if you pulled the Band-Aid off the J6 narrative corruption of Liz Cheney and Kinzinger and pencil neck Schiff, wouldn't that potentially be a big deal for the election era cycle, right? I wonder if that's a big part of this. You ever think about that, Brad?
Yes, I do, and I think even if we at least control the committees, we can expose some of it. We're not doing a very good job of it, but I don't think the Republicans want it exposed, because secretly I think a number of Republicans actually want Joe Biden to win.
Exactly, and that is the reality, that a huge percentage of the Republicans that are elected out there, you know, they got in with the globalist establishment uniparty money, which means they are immediately opposed to their base unless they want to lie, you know, and they'll lie for a long time. They'll lie for a career. But then when, you know, a Ken Buck decides he has to step out for the betterment of the Uniparty, I mean, he does it, right?
And he's doing it to hurt Boebert.
He's doing it to hurt Boebert. Exactly. Yeah, throwing a kink in that one, which I still don't think will work, but maybe it will. But
And Trump's so popular, I think even if the Republicans were to lose control of the House, he would still win. But Trump's got to watch on some of his endorsements, because Trump has actually endorsed Mike Johnson. He endorsed Monica De La Cruz down in Texas. I wonder who's giving him this bad advice on why he should endorse people like Mike Johnson.
Right, and he endorsed, I believe, Mike Rogers up in Michigan. And when Trump does endorse a rhino, I think he's like choosing the least evil option. And like up in the case of Michigan, that Mike Rogers guy, you know, anyone else for that Senate seat up there, like Justin Amash, are militant never-Trumpers, and Rogers would be the least of the evils up there, but he is, of course, just a bad news globalist kind of guy. So that's where, yeah, it's easy to say, oh, Trump, you know, you shouldn't be endorsing these people, but yet someone's going to get in there, and you'd rather have the least bad option, right? And so that's a hard one to explain, but that's at least how I'd explain it. But thank you, Brad. All the best.
Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn on Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Great American Eric, dig this show. People gotta be free.
Lovely world is to be.
Is this the Rascals?
Everyone learns.
Not the Little Rascals. Yeah, we're hoping great American Eric is out there, and he's been on us to play this one, and Blake snagged it. Snagged it today. And, oh, yeah, we got to be free. Deadline, November 2024. If you don't want to live in a gulag, this only to get more gulag-like, gulagish. Should Biden get another term in office, or whoever they replace him with, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's time to galvanize. All hands on deck. Like I was saying, it's your moral duty to be a part of this in whatever way you can. It could be vocally. It could be, of course, voting. It could be, of course, I don't know, spreading the good word about putting America first and your opposition to living in the gulag the left and the globalists have created for you, for me, for all the people in this country that they do truly despise. Oh, man. So strange that the greatest country in the history of planet Earth would end up with a group of folks on top enriching themselves and despising everything this country stands for, trying to destroy it with the wide open borders, with the forever wars, with the economic mismanagement. Good grief, ladies and gentlemen, they don't want you to have a voice. They don't want a First Amendment. They don't want free speech. They don't want a Second Amendment. They don't want any of the amendments. They don't want the Constitution. How could it be that the greatest Constitution, the greatest country ever, could end up with such a bunch of chumps, and that's a nice charitable way to say it, on top? Let's not let it stand. And we've got next in line Annie in Centennial. Welcome aboard, Annie. Glad you are here.
Hi, Matt. Listen, two things real quick, and then I've got to pop off.
Okay.
Have you seen Meet the Press, Chuck Todd talking about McDaniel's hire?
Oh, yeah, Ronna McDaniel. Yeah, he is
he's
upset,
so mad.
Huh?
He is so mad, it looks like he's going to cry. And then if they talk about the woman that interviewed McDaniel's, Kirsten, somebody, have
Welker.
You seen that interview?
Yeah, Kirsten Welker interviewed Romney McDaniel. And
if you don't see hate in eyes in all of those people, hello, wake up. Good luck, Kenny. Hope you enjoy your new spot.
What I don't get is why do they hate Ronna Romney McDaniel? I mean, she and her uncle Mitt are saboteurs undermining the GOP entirely. That should be the kind of Republican they like.
Because she said nice things about Trump. That's all it is. They can't get over it. If you've seen that, I'm telling you, it just makes you roar with laughter, and it's a sad state of affairs because they're sick. I got to go. Love you. Bye.
Thank you, Annie. Right on. And let's keep saying hellos. Oh, Annie, so sharp in Centennial. Let's say hey to Frank in Denver. Howdy, Frank.
Hey, howdy, Matt. Thanks for all you do, my friend. You look at life through a great perspective, and I appreciate it. I hope that this thing with Gallagher, I'm not sure about him. I've always thought he was a patriot. He was a former Marine. got a real hawkish view on China. Not sure why he's stepping down. He had an interview with Hugh Hewitt, and he said he was going to some think tank or some political thing. I think he's either reached a point where he feels he can't do much in a Senate that's got a majority. Now, the real question is he going to be replaced with another Republican, which will keep that seat? It won't lose a seat in Wisconsin. I don't know. Do you know anything
well,
about
it's
that?
A plus 15 Republican district. It'll be a Republican after November 2024, but the game seems to be to have that district not be represented, and that's what M.T. Green is trying to do, is get him expelled now, because if it goes on a few more days, then the seat has to stay blank until November, and that makes me think that the game is on to not allow Republicans to have the majority and run, you know, the chair seats and the committees, especially the J6 one, until November. That's kind of maybe where what the reason is for all this. But when they got rid of Santos, the MAGA sort of strange dude in New York, they engineered the replacement with a Democrat in that seat. You see, it's a mess, man.
Well, I think they're trying to engineer both the Senate and the House to go left, to so as an insurance policy, such that if Trump is elected, they will negate him. But I don't know that that's going to happen with the way the economy's going and the feeling in the general public today about the screw-ups of the Biden White House and all
the
lefty ideas.
Well, yeah, I think November 2024, if things stay on the track they're on, we're going to have a bigger majority Republican in the Senate and a bigger House majority for the Republicans. So it's something about between now and November, they don't want the House to be in GOP hands. I think they're kind of realizing, okay, it's going to be more Republican country after November, but there's a lot of miles before then in which they have to keep a lot of their fake hoax narratives going, and that one of them is the J6 one, okay?
Yeah, that's a total fake committee there that should be investigated.
Absolutely. Well, right on, Frank.
Thank you for all you do. I appreciate it, and keep up the good work.
You bet, Frank. All hands on deck. We need you around all the way to November. And then afterwards, sir. Talk soon, sir. Let's say hey to I guess next in line, Jay Castle Rock. Welcome, Jay.
Hey, how you doing? Great
doing
show.
Real fine.
I have a little joke for you that I made up. So what do Letitia James, Fannie Willis, and Alvin Bragg Hall have in common right now with the turn of events that we've seen?
I don't know. Yeah.
Three pair of very sweaty thighs. Super sweaty thighs.
Yeah. Did you bring that drum riff with you? That's pretty.
That was good.
Yeah, Fannie's staying on the case, and Fannie has zero credibility. I mean, everybody can see through that. That is just absolute. But CNN has this essay, Fulton County DA Fannie Willis says, the train is coming for Trump and his co-defendants. So the Fannie Willis train is still coming in spite of all that corruption. Rhino Governor Kemp, of course, won't make a move on Fannie Willis in Georgia. It's getting pretty explicit, this deal, but guess what? It's all backfiring on them, and Trump just got $4 billion. He's going to get $4 billion from the Truth Social deal. That's pretty sweet, man.
It's just wonderful news. It couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of criminals that appear to be running a judicial systems in three different events. You know, CNN's from Atlanta. They're based in Atlanta.
Oh, yes, they are. I don't know, Jay, what do you think? If they're going to run a Fannie Willis and a Letitia James and all this Jack Smith, obviously fraudulent lawfare stuff against Trump in this cycle, do you think that they would have cheated at all back in 2020 or 2016? I mean, does it make you wonder
they cheated.
If there was rigging and all the censorship and what Facebook did and, what Zuckerberg's money did? Don't you just kind of have it all add up a little, Jay? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Zuckerberg basically created an electronic pay bank with throwing boxes out there, hundreds of millions of dollars. Wouldn't you like to be able to do that for yourself? So, hey, put your deposit in this thing, and I'll take it to the bank, and I'll safely deposit it for you. Instead, you know, they sniffed them and said, hey, these Republican ballots need to end up in a incinerator and let's turn in all the Democratic ones. And, you know, the funny part about Biden's situation in 2020 is I firmly believe that they knew they were going to lose and had to cheat.
Oh, well,
seriously, had to cheat to keep Trump out.
You think so? Is that what your logic tells you, Jay?
Well,
yeah,
I
because
I'm feeling the wrath of it right now.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.